you know, the Red Book and this article in particular, there's a lot more detail in there than I would present even if I had 30 or 40 minutes. Detail as to how we estimated costs and so on, and then more detail on what Jerry presented as well. But the thing, there's about three things that you've got to worry about here in terms of cost. First is the pasture establishment and development costs. Then the annual operating costs for the grazing and maintaining that pasture. And then finally, you know, what's it going to do for me? That we come back to that. And if I have a little time, I will talk about the impact of the farm on farm program payments of going to something such as irrigated pasture. And maybe at the end, if there's any time left, which I doubt that there will be, evaluating irrigated pasture in a system. And if you're interested in that, you can read that if we don't get to it. First year establishment costs, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these, but you know what I've done is said, okay, you've got to have seed, and Jerry showed you a slide earlier of about a $34 investment in seeds. And if you look at a little different mixture, it might be higher, it might be lower. So I said, okay, we've got $36 we're going to invest in seed. We assumed a fall planting here following a cover crop. And in the paper, there is a discussion of using oats as a cover crop. So you can look at that. But anyway, we would need a burn-down herbicide, then assuming no-till drilling and seeding into that cover. Anyway, we get an establishment cost of about $80 there with a little irrigation in the fall. Then most cases, not all, but most cases, these pivots, and I'm going to talk strictly about pivots, costs for surface irrigation are not a lot different for, say, a gated pipe. Anyway, most of these cases, you have to fence them, and you have to have water development and so on. And so we estimated fencing costs here based on that pie that Jerry showed you earlier, five-pasture system. And so we come up then with, for fence and livestock water development, of another $93, and we add that back to our seeding and establishment costs, and we're pushing $175 an acre in that first year just to get the thing up and rolling. That's a kind of a upfront, maybe you could think of as a one-time cost, or certainly not an annual cost. But the big cost really is the annual cost, and that's the fertilizer requirements, both the nitrogen and phosphate, phosphorus, and irrigation water. And again, what that costs you depends on where you're at, how much water you have to put on, and what it's costing you to do that. And in the paper, I've outlined how I estimated those costs so that if you do that, you know, and you say, well, that's higher than mine or lower than mine, you can make that adjustment. Then you've got annual operation and maintenance costs on the fence. So we get up to about $150 that we've got in this deal. All right. Did I go by two there? You might back me up one. No, you went out of it. You went to the front here. This technology is wonderful if you make it work. You're gaining on it. Why did it do that? Who knows? Whoa. Okay. Let me see if I can move it now. Okay. I thought I skipped by that one. Now, and let's annualize. What I did was annualize those establishment costs. And how long you annualize those establishment costs is important in terms of the overall cost of the situation. Jerry has looked at a lot of pastures, as he's indicated, around that people have had. And it's not uncommon to find pastures that have been established and still productive for 25 years, assuming they're managed properly. So I said, okay, so let's amortize, annualize, in other words, those establishment costs over a 25-year period, and I use 5% annual rate of interest, which is about, you know, in the ballpark where we're at now. And when you do that, you can see that the annual costs of both the establishment and the fencing and water development are not huge items. In this case, you know, the two together, you're at about $12. But now maybe you're having to deal with a banker, and the banker says, well, you know, I want this operation, I want this irrigated pasture to repay those investment costs in 5 years. And so I call that a short recovery. So we amortize those same costs over a five-year period, and you can see that that increases them substantially, but they're still a small part of the total cost. It's still those annual costs that are the biggies. So just important facets of that. Come on, move. Okay. Next thing is, okay, what's it worth? Well, you can look at it from several different angles, and I chose a couple here. One was the rental value, say, just of cow-calf pairs. And if you're at $20, and I'm assuming that most of you got 1,200-pound cows, and then they're grazing with cow-calf pairs in the middle of the summer, you're talking about a 1.4 AU for that cow-calf pair and 1.4 AUMs. Divide that into, if you're getting $20 a cow-calf pair, that's only $14 an AUM. Or if you're getting $30 a cow-calf pair, that's $21 an AUM. If you compare it to, say, just feeding alfalfa at $90 a ton to a dry cow, it turns out to be just the feed cost is $1.14 per head per day, and that turns out to be $28.50 a day. Another way to look at that is to look at it in terms of what gain could it put on, say, yearling cattle. And this is based on some of the research that had been conducted at North Platte several years ago, but it was still on very relevant pastures, very good soil, high-yielding soil, soil that today is yielding over 200 bushel corn, so you know it wasn't sorry soil. 3 years of data, and the yearlings average 1 3/4 pounds per head per day gain for about 150 days or 668 pounds per acre. In some years, they did see a 2 pound per year gain, so we used that. The value of that gain, then, how do you value that gain? And that's something you got to be careful about, you know. It's not the value of what you got for the critter. You've got to figure out, what do I have invested in that animal? Some interest on that animal. I did not figure in death loss, but technically you should. And so that would increase these costs a little bit. But so I've got a total cost of a steer on the grass when I include the $11 worth of interest on that steer for the time that we're going to own him. $549, and that's based on prices out of the Eastern Wyoming, Western Nebraska auctions, as reported by USDA. Average prices for the period 92 through 2001. So they gain in value of about $104 in terms of what they would be worth coming off the grass, and that translates that that gain is worth 40 cents a pound. So if you move to the next one, similar deal, only assuming they gain 2 pounds a day. And, of course, you got a little bit different prices because they're a little heavier and they're coming off a little heavier, so they're not worth quite as much per pound. But you still, it translates to about 39 cents per pound is what that gain is worth. Then you've kind of make some quick comparisons there and you say, okay, you know, it looks like on the surface that you can do a little better just using those kinds of figures with the yearlings. Of course, you have some risk there than you would with renting the cow-calf pairs out at $30. You also need to look at the opportunity cost of that land and what's it worth in other venues. And we can say, you know, that if we go to this slide, we just skipped by one, but that's all right. That's all right, Steve. You're doing good. Just go on to the next one. Because the net's what we're really concerned about. And the net tells you that, yeah, you know, I might be able to make this sucker work. Probably not going to compete with my sugar beet ground, and you're probably not going to put it on sugar beet ground anyway. But in, you know, if you look at over a period of time, it's grazing yearlings on there, and I said, okay, that gain is worth 35 to 50 cents a pound. Some years you get lucky, and you do get 50 cents. That gain is worth 50 cents. Some years you're not so lucky, and it's only worth 35. But if you're in that ballpark, you know, I say, okay, we could net $70 to $170 an acre, and that compares fairly favorably with corn at 180 bushels per acre on corn, and you recognize that some years you get 200 and some years you get 150. Okay, so that's in there, and I know Doug's sitting up here and he's about ready to get the sheep hook out, as they still have those, I think, in Wyoming, right? Anyway, I can say it real quick about the farm program, and then I think I'm going to stop, Steve, and not go through the rest of them. But for the farm program, the short answer is it does not impact you. If you have an established base and established yields, and today you decide I'm going to plant irrigated pasture next summer, you will still get those payments if they're due, other than LDP, which you have to produce the crop for. But if you're in a situation where you're going to get LDP, you recognize that the value of corn and wheat in the market is down low, and it would probably be less competitive with your irrigated pasture anyway. So I think that Doug will stop with that. And as I said, read that. If you have questions, Jerry's going to answer them all, including the economics, tonight. So we'll talk to you later. Thank you.